Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just arrived collection of swim and other sun ready silhouettes.
Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made to be seen Very Sexy push-up bra in on-trend hues like green, citron, and black shine.
Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world.
The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league, starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill.
FX's Clip, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
So things have really taken a dramatic turn here. I just thought I was having a casual conversation with Chanel Ayan, and I just said, oh, yeah, you know, I was talking to Stanberry, and she said that she had her hardest time probably with you, but that you guys also were close friends. There was both sides.
There was absolutely both sides. She told you her version of it that made her feel comfortable. But the part of it that Stanberry didn't tell you is obviously we all saw season one. And I stuck my neck out for her. Whether it be lies or truth or anything in between, I stuck out my neck for her as any friend would do. And when I no longer served Stanberry, all of a sudden I became the problem. When I discovered very soon into filming season two that Ion is not what Stanberry portrayed her to be. She's going to ruin my family. She's after me. She's going to kill me. She's going to, you know, for lack of a better word, yeah. She's going to take me down.
Right.
Okay. When I realized that's not the case, you are literally gaslighting this woman and making me fight your battles. I'm your muscle. Now, all of a sudden, when I call you out and I'm like, hey, you and her are mending fences, but we all still despise her because of how she treated you. Now, all of a sudden, I'm the problem because I'm calling her out for her bad behavior.
What do you think the biggest disconnect between the two of you have been?
Stanberry and I?
Yeah.
I would say I'm going to involve Sarah Almadani. Stanberry versus, let's say, Sarah Almadani and Caroline Brooks is that she lied. So when she mended fences with Ion, we should have been told as her muscle. We never really had problems with Ion.
Right.
Our problems stemmed from how she treated Caroline Stanberry.
Right.
Okay? So when she decided to become friends with Caroline Stanberry again, she should have said, hey, listen, girls, like, you guys are my friends. You have my back. You're loyal to me. You're good friends. You're doing what good friends do. And I'm okay with her right now. She didn't do that.
And she let you guys.
No, she didn't let us know. She denied ever speaking to her. She said, I've never spoken to her on the phone. I don't talk to her. We're not friends. So that now perpetuates the drama and makes us
believe.
Do you
think it was malicious or do you think it was just lack of?
Oh, it was absolutely malicious. If you know that we are not speaking to the girl because of you, you know that we don't like her based off of the things you've said she's done, then there's obviously malicious intent when you don't tell us that you and her have this forming relationship.
So who do you feel like you're closest with right now, Chanel?
Ayan.
Yeah.
Why? Because Ayan kicked it straight to me. I told her how I felt. I said, I kept it black and white. I didn't like you season one. I thought you were awful. I thought you were atrocious. I thought you were Lisa's mouthpiece. I thought you talked shit without any merit. I thought you did too much. But guess what? Now I got to know you. I had to share a bed with you in the Seychelles by force.
Hold on. I thought that this was an off-camera trip at Seychelles.
It was off-camera. And off-camera, I had to share a bed with her. It was... It had nothing, because it was basically like, for lack of better words, pick straws, and I picked the short straw. I got stuck with Ayan, but it was the best thing that ever happened to me in her relationship, because I got to know who she really is. And when I did, I realized I was played, I was bamboozled. I knew I was being Stanberry's muscle, but I didn't know that I was feeding into her own narcissism.
But to be clear, she did not have negative things to say about you. She just said... I baited her. I said, who did you have the hardest time with? And she said, probably Brooks.
And guess why? Because everything I just said was 100% factual.
What's going on with Lisa Milan?
I don't know.
Is she here?
She's a part of the cast, so I think she has to be contractually.
So things are going great with her.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to tease for us before everybody?
I love you guys. I love Two Teas in a Pod. I love Teddy Mellencamp. I love Tamara Judge. You guys have the best podcast right now. The best. Everybody tune in on every platform. It's the best podcast. And I'm here to set the record straight. My name is Caroline Unfiltered Brooks. And I just told you everything that you need to know.
Well, can you tell us when we get to actually watch Dubai?
Dubai is airing very soon. Tomorrow at BravoCon, we are doing a private screening for our biggest fans of episode one.
Rude that I wasn't invited.
And the trailer will drop soon. I'll let Ayan tease the rest of it because she is the star of the show. We all know everybody has to ride her wave, i.e. your favorite lady from London.
Thank you guys so much. Another episode of Twats.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, The Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new, and it's streaming now on Hulu.
Zyn nicotine pouches deliver nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime, which means Zyn pairs well with you, your personality, your schedule, and your spontaneity. Zyn fits easily into your bag, pocket, and into your life because it's smoke-free, hands-free, and hassle-free. So the only person who will know you have a Zyn pouch in is you. Visit Zyn.com or head to your local convenience store today to find your Zyn. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.